I still think about this so much. We had third period chemistry together, and I remember the day I was knocked down to second place.
Another Latino with a podcast. I'm the Latino with a podcast, Christian Henningsmeyer, and today I am with Max Sorich, which I need to tell that I was putting your name in my blog notes, and the prediction, the dictionary changed Sorich to spicy. So I believe that's your name now, Max Spicy.
I like it. Yeah.
That should be your stage name from now on.
Max Spicy.
I believe when I met you, you didn't have a beard. You were like super, like you look like a finance guy,
and
this is what comedy has done to you.
I'm trying to avoid looking like that. I want to represent myself appropriately.
Thanks to comedy, like
I don't want to be a finance guy.
So. The people watching you in Rosebud is like, he looks like he has money. What is happening? Like Rosebud is not the same.
No.
It's going down. Like, how do you feel like being now part of, because you won the championship last year and now you're part of Rose Battle. That's where it went. Like, you wanted to be part of Rose Battle, or after winning the championship, they were like, "Hey,
feel like it was just kind of a natural transition. Like, after I won, I started like going to the show more and like hanging out. Kind of, you know, to get a spot or two, or to do panel, see if I could squeeze on. But just to hang out and like be a part of it. And then there was like an opening, and or like Chris needed an extra producer, so I guess
do you want to hang out with us?
Do you want to get paid to do
more?
This?
A lot more.
Basically, I was like, yeah, that'd be sick.
Do you want to be on payroll?
I'm gonna be there regardless. So.
Do you feel you're getting better at like the hosting Rose Battle? Because Rose Battle is a weird animal. Like, for people who watch Rose Battle, is like first segment is a stand up and then the roast. And usually people are like either really liking the stand up and then it's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Or not liking the stand up. It's like, no, we want blood. We want.
Yeah, no, it's really challenging because like if you host it, you got to cold open the show, which is already hard enough, like for just normal stand up. But then it's also an audience with like different expectations. Like, they're there for a roast battle. Oh, but now they're like getting stand up. Like, oh, okay. Now we're getting stand up, I guess. But then as a host, you got to go up there and you got to be like, bro, oh, you pussies ready to see some like a bloodbath. But then also, then you have to go into your act, which may not, you know, match that kind of energy. And then I'm up there like, yeah, being a barista is odd. And then you have to stay on stage the whole show. So it's like 2 hours of like, you know,
you in the stool.
You have to be so like present in the moment and, like, you know, direct traffic. And so it's been great. Like, it's been like a good like learning experience, but it's just that hosting that show is the biggest pain in the ass.
We're gonna bleep this part. Chris Rico, don't look at this part. I wanted to talk about one thing that I've been seeing. Well, like, it is there, but like, I just actually realized like we may be doing this with other things because I have a dream about it. As a society, as a generation, like, we stop ironing clothes. When was the last time you were like, actually, no, let me iron all my clothes?
I mean, I gotta really care about what I'm doing that day to iron.
Do iron?
I gotta really like love someone.
You know, exactly.
Like, you don't know what. Yeah.
Like, but usually, if you're like to a work meeting, maybe. But it's like one shirt. But I remember my mom ironing all the clothes, all of it. It was not just like, oh, the shirts, the button shirts. It was like t-shirts, everything had to be ironed.
Really? Interesting. I don't think, no, my parents didn't iron everything, but maybe their grandparents did.
And pants, like pants that need to be ironed.
Maybe just the expectation, like.
We just stopped that shit. We're like, we're not doing that.
I'm a bum. Who cares? Yeah. Yeah.
And the dream that I have is like, we did that as a generation. We stopped ironing clothing. And I was like, what else can we as a generation stop doing?
Brushing our teeth.
No, that's not.
Showering.
No. You're like, stop with the hygiene.
Our dicks, yeah.
He just committed. you're really committed to look like a bum.
Living inside. We can cut all this out.
Yeah, pillows, like, yes, cardboard. That's better. No, for me, is I have a dream. No, that I have a dream that Americans stop paying for public parking. Like, if you park in the street, like, you already pay for your car.
Mm-hmm.
You already pay for driving the car on the roads. Mm-hmm. You already paid for insurance on the car. Why should you be paying for parking on the street?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good. Yeah, absolutely. It's a good socialist point. Yeah, immediately. Sort of revolutionary right now.
No, because like, I get it. Okay, to make it legal, like to make it like possible, I believe Illinois residents who own a car, we shouldn't be paying fucking like street parking.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, if someone comes from outside, yeah, you from Indiana, yeah, you have to pay for parking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to another city, you have to pay for parking. But you're in your city, you pay for your car to drive in the road. Why should I be paying for fucking parking here?
Yeah, I'd be curious to know like where that money goes, because also the parking in Chicago is like all that is done by a third party.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much of the city is getting that, and then also what they're doing with that money. And yeah. I'm not assuming it's not going directly into the roads, because the roads are fucking shit. You know?
No, I read something that like this was something that the city was like really needing the money, and so they sell it to a third party, and they gave like they were like, no one's getting that much money from parking, so they gave the concession for like 50 years, and they're like, we fucked up.
I bet, dude.
But it's like, let's do whatever. What else would you, apart from hygiene, do you think that, like, we as a society is like, we may stop doing this?
That's a good question. What do we need to stop doing as a society?
Like I don't know. It's like, we didn't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Like let's stop. Like I believe like the dressing like with the 3-piece suits.
Uh-huh.
Our fathers were like, we don't need that every day. Like, let's stop doing that.
I feel like we don't need as much access as we do to internet. As authoritarian as that sounds, like, we shouldn't. I don't think it's a good thing to be able to. I think it kind of like makes us lazy.
Well, looking for what I was gonna be talking to it. Like, there's a couple in Norway that they just went to camping. All the pictures beautiful, and they're like, we didn't see anybody in like 3 weeks.
Sounds nice.
Sounds nice because no one goes, because it's like, you want to go to nature? It's like, no. I have porn. I have titties in this screen. But. I don't know if limited, but like maybe drop it down a little bit. Like, okay, PTOs. Like, I believe we should, as a generation, just accept that you can just go on a vacation.
Unlimited PTO.
That's a trap, apparently.
Yeah,
they're like, you have unlimited PTO, but we're gonna deny all of it.
Yeah, true. I've never worked in like a corporate setting where I get unlimited PTO, but I'd imagine it's probably pretty frowned upon to take
that. What I've been seeing is like that. It's like, yeah, you have unlimited PTO. You have you can just ask for whatever amount of vacation you want. It's like, okay, can I have a week next like of vacation next week? No.
Do they do that in Colombia? Is there like a more laxed culture about taking time off of work?
I don't remember how it was at my job, but it's like, it's more chill. It's because we have a bunch of holidays. We have a bunch of moments, like sparse moments. And it's like, it doesn't feel like this kind of workload.
Do you guys embrace kind of celebration more?
Yeah. My friends in Chile, we always talk about this. They have like,
I'm sorry, are you from Chile or?
No, I'm from Venezuela, but okay. I have friends in Chile and they have like at least 30 holidays.
Really?
Which is like, it's nice. Annoying for the rest of us, because it's like, oh, I have this weekend. It's like a long weekend because I have a holiday. It's like, you just had one. Like, how many holidays do you have? And the holidays are always something that is like, no, today is like, we're celebrating the Red Flowers Day. It's like, and you get the day off for that? Like, what the fuck is happening?
That's sick. Everyone has just agreed to like make up.
yeah, we're. Red Flowers Day, we're not going to work. I was like, okay.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, this is weather day.
Yeah, it's like really rainy days, day. It's like, they just don't go to work, and that's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess we just don't have that kind of, there's, I know, everyone in America, like, It's funny because it feels like it's the opposite in America, where it's like everyone's like, you got to work, you got to work your ass off, you got to, you know, create things. And then, but also, you know, rich people are like, no one here wants to fucking work. So it's like,
I'm Gen Z. They do not want to work.
No,
that Gen Z is like. Getting my email of like your PTO was not approved, and it's a picture of them in the airplane. Like, well, this is too late.
I'm good for them if they're just taking time off anyway.
Yeah, but people are like apparently like the employers are really fire them because it's like they show up late, they don't work. They're like, oh, you know what? This is too stressful, so I'm going to go home. It's like, what the fuck? And then we have a meeting. We have something to do. It's like, imagine you in Rose Battle just hosting, and you're like, I don't feel the vibe of it today. And you just leave, like, mid-show. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently Gen Z's are doing shit like that.
Really?
And it's like, well.
Well, pick it up, kids.
No, a part of me is like, good for you. You're not letting the employers just, like, take your dreams. Because I believe there's some people that is, like, I've seen some people, and I did that at some point, that is like, I do not celebrate or cancel plans. Well, actually, one of my coworkers now, that she said she's going to, like, watch the podcast. So if you don't talk about with me about this, I know you're not watching it, and I'll be really mad. Her name is SJ Holland.
SJ Holland?
If you don't watch my podcast, we're going to have a problem. But
I hope you're watching.
But she cancels a lot of her own plans in order to keep working.
Really?
Because maybe they need her, or maybe she needs to finish a project.
Yeah.
And it's like, she canceled like recently like a date and her therapist. And it's like, this is not...
That's bad.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not... This is something you shouldn't do for work. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of time, if a company actually like, at the end is struggling, they're going to be like, well, you're fired. They're not going to be like, we're going to fire her. Mm-hmm. Remember that time that she canceled a therapist to keep working?
Work is the means to live a good life. It shouldn't be the end, you know?
Exactly. It shouldn't be the other way. Mm-hmm. There's a story. It's a short story in, I don't know if you have it in English. Maybe the government hides it from you. But it's a story that is an American visiting whatever Latin American place. Let's say Venezuela. And there's a fisherman, and the fisherman goes in the morning, grabs his fish, then comes back, makes himself some lunch, and opens some beers, and spends his time with his family, and just enjoys the rest of the day. His day is done by 2 p.m. working, and then the rest of the day is just enjoying with his family. And this American is like, hey, like, I saw you have this boat, but you are not making enough profit. What if you start saving, and then you buy another boat, and then you have two boats, and then you can maybe like pay someone to be your second person on the boat, so you make more fish, and then with that money, if you save it, you can invest in having a company, and then you have more boats, and then it keeps going, and then with this, you can maybe grab this and put all of this money in the market, and that will give you an interest, and by the time you're 60, you will be able to just like be at home and spend the time with your kids and drink some beers and just enjoy. And it's like, I'm doing that now. Yeah, that's my life now. At 2 p.m. I do that. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I wait to be 60? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, what do you, that's a really, I don't know. That's really interesting. Yeah.
And you're like, I'm moving to Colombia. you, I'm going to say this. If you move to, how's your like romantic life?
I have a girlfriend. Things are good.
Yeah, but how, like, but you were, like, catalog as, like, a top-tier guy? Top tier?
No. I don't think I was a top-tier guy.
Well, if you go to Venezuela, this part, don't listen to this part of the girlfriend, don't listen. Just skip. Skip from 30 minutes to the 15, something like that. You'll be immediately, like, the hottest guy around in Venezuela.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, like women in Venezuela are like, if you have an accent from another country and blonde, blue eyes or green eyes,
they love the Nazis in South.
They
America.
Love the Nazis. they fucking love the Nazis. I was like 8-9 in.
I think you're hot.
No, this is the circle hot guy that has told me this. Like, the first was Aaron Klein. I believe, yeah, but I don't know. I felt like I downgraded here.
I don't know. Interesting. I know I'm like conventionally like handsome, but I don't have the swag to be that guy.
That's why you
don't have the confidence to go be the hottest guy in Venezuela.
That's why you don't.
That sounds horrible.
Why?
I just you know, if it's true, I'd be there and get a lot of affection and be like, you shut up.
I don't know.
Stop looking at me. Like, I just want to go.
You just love me because of my beautiful eyes.
I just want to do roast battle. I just want to call my friends gay.
You can do the last show I did in Venezuela before coming to to Colombia was a roast battle.
They have roast battle in Venezuela?
Yeah.
Dude, it's sick.
It was called Arena. It was really new.
Yeah.
And I was against a guy that it was people's favorite, let's say, because he has blonde. blue and he, like, people were like really rooting for him, and I fucking destroyed him, and that made me feel so good.
That's awesome.
Like he was like, yeah, he will be the funniest, and that was at the beginning. Then I fucking destroyed him. People just flipped to me like, and I was like, yeah.
I bet that felt amazing.
It felt amazing. Like, he's my friend. He's now in Spain, and he's still hot. Actually, I believe he's hotter now. But we're going to make a little pause, and we're going to be back with talking more about handsome and hot guys. Yeah. And we are back. A lot of handsome guys out there on Grindr. We both downloaded. I believe you will try on Grindr also. I believe you will try.
Give it a shot, yeah.
This is the panic button. So if there's a topic you don't want to talk about, you can hit it.
Hit the button.
The maraca?
No, the one on the one you should on this the on the soundboard.
Oh, there.
Why are you gay?
There
we
go.
Okay. We can talk about it, but I mean, like hit on by gay guys is super flattering when that happened. But I've seen that the aspect of that why women don't like to be hit on by guys, because I saw that I have like a couple that were like really intense about it, until the point I was like, this is making me uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to enjoy my night.
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm trying to have a drink with my friends.
I'm just here with my friends. Yeah. I just want to dance with my friends. And has that happened to you that you get hit on by a gay man to the point that it's like, is now uncomfortable?
No, I don't think, like, I've never been, like, made super uncomfortable. But yeah, I think I've had I can't remember. I don't know. I haven't, like, no, I haven't.
I always kiss them, like.
Yeah, we just have sex.
That's it. I don't make it uncomfortable.
No, maybe. I don't know. I can't think of a particular time.
No, for me, it's super flattering. Mm-hmm. But one, with one in particular, it was he just kept pushing it, and I was like, dude, I don't have any straight thoughts.
I had a friend in high school who was a gay guy, and he would rank in like our friend group who was the hottest.
Okay.
And then he had me at number one for a little bit, and then he switched me down to number two for a different guy, and it really like crushed
it hurt.
Me. Like, fuck, dude, Christian, really? What does he have that I don't?
Like a podcast. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, his name's Christian. Yeah. Christian with a K.
I'll make my own podcast.
I'll start my own podcast.
I'm going to get back to the number one position. Okay. I have many topics. Hustle, I'll tell you. I recently saw this. Like, it's been happening that video games companies, you play video games?
I used to, but not.
You
really
used to? I haven't been playing anymore because I don't have time.
Yeah, it sucks.
But, what the fuck? I saw that it's been happening that now the stores, the digital stores, when they sell you a game, it's not like your game. You have the rights to play it, let's say, but it's like you don't own it. So at any time, if the video game company is like, you know what, we're going to take this game out of the platform, you don't have the game anymore. Or you have it, but you're going to play it.
Yeah.
And that sucks because the thing of buying something is like to own it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't own it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really bad. Apparently, Amazon is gonna start doing that with the books. That if you buy a online, like a digital book to like your Kindle or whatever,
oh, really?
You cannot download it. You can just like do it.
I hate that.
I fucking hate that. It's like, yeah, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
Give me the shit. Like,
That's crazy.
I believe we, as a generation, there you go. This is circular. All the topics are circular. We should go back to like physical stuff. Like
yeah, I love physical books. Like I couldn't do a Kindle. Like I love
reading. I cannot read. I want to turn the page. I don't want to do like.
I'm a little like detached from. I don't know. It's not as like compelling or interesting what I'm reading if it's on like a tablet than like in an actual book.
Yeah,
I like the feeling of like moving through a book and I know where I am in it. Yeah. You know?
Last time I had a book, like the book was so fucking old. The book was 1957.
Mm-hmm.
So it was super old. Mm-hmm. And when I was getting to the end, it just like split.
Oh man. You had two separate.
I have two Kindles. I was like, okay, let me put it in so I can scroll through.
Funny.
But I believe we should go back to just buying fucking books.
Yeah, I mean, both those things are like really concerning that like these companies can just like take more like ownership out of our hands. And dude, the thing on video games too is I got an Xbox this summer.
Okay.
Just because I was like bored and I saw one on Craigslist for like $70. And I played it like 10 times since. I just, you know, don't have time anymore. But I wanted to play Call of Duty, and you like don't buy. I haven't played video games in so long, but now it's like every video game is like 200 gigabytes.
First that.
It's insane. And then also like, you know, you have to download the game to play it, but you also need the disc.
Yeah, I see.
And I was
that.
Like, what is the point of the disc? Or like, why, you know, I don't know. Before it was just like, you buy the disc and put it in the Xbox and you're playing a video game. And now it's like, you have to download the disc or download 200 gigabytes and then it only gets you half the game because the other half you have to buy in like DLC packages. And it seems like such a racket now.
Yeah, like the last games I was playing, I hate the feeling of getting into the game. The games were not bad. The games are not bad, but just the menu and everything that comes before playing start, like putting start, was so annoying because you get in the game and it's like a notification like, oh, this week skin is this for $10.99. Like, I don't want this shit. You close that and it's like the battle pass. Like, I just want to play the fucking game in single player. I don't want, just let me fucking play.
Also, all the skins and the in-game purchases kind of like take a lot of the fun out of it. I liked like having to work and like unlock, you know, shit. Like, but now it's like you just buy it.
I get the skins and that you have to buy if the game is free, like Fortnite.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
They gotta make money somehow. So yeah. If the game is free and I can play without spending any money, but I won't look like a super hot woman because that's the skins I use. What skins do you use? Super hot. I go with super hot woman because apparently there's like two different roads where when a man uses a skin, woman skin.
Mm-hmm.
One is like, yeah, because the hitbox is smaller, blah, blah, blah. And the other amount of guys is like, I look hot as fuck. I don't know. Look at me, how hot.
Babe, her hitbox is smaller.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
You don't understand. She's like, smaller, so they cannot hit her.
That's funny. I don't know. I don't never really used skins in the game. I played Halo a lot. You know, really skins. You have like armor. But if I did, yeah, definitely. I would definitely go for the hot chick with big tits.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. That if you, women say like that's gay because you're using woman skins. Like, is gayer?
I think it's empowering.
First, it's empowering because like you're just this character is powerful. Mm-hmm. But second, is gayer if like I'm watching a woman kill people. Like I'm using a woman to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm looking at her all the time when I'm playing, I believe that's less gay than just watching another super build-up character, super strong. It's like
that's airtight logic. That is, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. What do you prefer to see while you're playing? A super hot woman or a super muscular guy? The guy, of course, because we don't love Grindr. We said that. Every time I say Grindr, you just hit the panic button. It's like, not again, please. I was there once, and it was awful. But like Amazon is doing that with the books, and it's like, what's gonna happen next? Like,
yeah,
like what else they're gonna take from fucking us?
Isn't Amazon getting into like health insurance now?
We need Luigi Mangione.
No, Luigi, please.
They just hired him. Like, he was like super famous, and now he's like, no, yeah, forgot him.
I feel like the excitement just kind of disappeared. You know?
No, I believe media was like, we're gonna start like hiding the news about him because
yeah.
I don't know what's happening with the trial or shit.
I don't either. Yeah, I guess like they're not.
Yeah, they're not saying anything.
Yeah, and all the news or anything I see about him is just on like, you know, social media, not from like any sort of like.
Yeah, the media was like done. People are saying because like they saw how audience react to the news. It's like, this is our fucking killer, and people we love him. I was like, well, okay, we're not gonna talk about him anymore.
Yeah, I guess the news is just like scared to potentially be like.
The CEO of the channel was like, can we stop this? can we?
True, yeah.
Can we not show this anymore? I'm a little scared now.
Powerful people are the ones making those decisions, so they're probably pretty scared of
the
platforming.
The show was like Luigi Mangione, like, and people loving it. Just after, like, and this is our CEO. Just an image, this is where he lived. With his beautiful family.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that was insane. That was like one of the most insane moments in like.
It was a GTA moment.
Yeah, it was a GTA
moment.
That's a
GTA mission.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now the other GTA mission is someone have to bring him out.
Free
or, like,
Luigi.
Break him.
Yeah.
Free Luigi.
Now they got a free Luigi.
That's a shirt.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is in like Grand Theft Auto 6.
A free Luigi.
Like a free Luigi side mission or something.
Yeah, but it's a DLC, so you have to fucking buy it. You have to fucking buy the mission. Apparently, in the new GTA 6, apparently, I don't know, if you get in jail, if they get you to jail, it's not like before that it's like, just like a transition, and then you are like out of jail. Mm-hmm. No money, no guns, but just out. Apparently, there's like in-play missions in jail.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool, but at the same time, imagine like you're just like fucking driving, and then, because sometimes the cops in GTA, like, start, like, chasing you for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just, like, your car slightly went on the sidewalk, and cops is like, 3 stars, we're gonna kill this motherfucker. We're gonna fucking kill this guy.
I never really played GTA. I'd imagine if they throw you in jail, they'd probably give you an option to just, like, leave or do the side missions, because that'd be insane if you were just stuck in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just
like, that's half the game. It's just like,
please get me. you're gonna switch character. You have to pay more to create another new game. Uh-huh. It's like, no, you want a new game? That's gonna cost you. Okay, don't listen to these ideas, because that would be a terrible idea. Like, oh, you want a new game? What about some money? Actually, let's talk Ubisoft. I believe Ubisoft is the one that does that the most. The most in-game import purchases.
I don't really know what like games did Ubisoft make.
They used to make like a Splinter Cell, but imagine if you're playing a game and you're like, you know what, I want to start a new game just to start the game knowing what I know now, and it's like. Mm-mm. New you can have a new game for $3.99. It's like, fuck you. Or New Game Plus. The Last of Us, new game? No.
No, you have to pay.
No, they haven't figured out that this will be something. Mm. So I hope they don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah. Go all the way back to, like, arcades. We have to pay 50 cents every game.
I believe we need to get back to having physical stuff, just like a pinball game, like, board. That's it, because I'm really scared of what is happening with the games, with the books, with everything that is digital now. At some point, Photoshop, like, is going to do the same. Like, oh, you don't have Photoshop. You pay it, but you don't have it. You just own it for as long as we want.
As long as we're willing to give it to you.
Yeah, if at some point, like, I have my podcast, my Photoshop, everything is like a 2015 version that is cracked on my my computer.
Good for you, yeah.
They did it in Colombia. In Colombia, it's like, oh, you want all the Adobe suits? Like, we can do it for $4. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's fucking do it. But the problem is, like, I cannot update it, because if I hit update, Photoshop is going to be like, wait a minute. What the fuck? So they already do that. Like, every year, if you don't pay them again, they just, like, don't update your Photoshop. You can live without updating, but if they know, they're like, they remove the licenses, so you cannot use it. And I believe that is going to start happening, and more things are here. Imagine at some point, like they just start charging Rose Battle, or you as a person, to to keep Instagram open.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, that doesn't sound that far off.
It's like, oh, you want your Instagram pay?
A membership to Instagram, yeah. That'd be a good reason to just delete it.
Exactly, yeah, that's why.
Boycott Instagram.
You just start like we need to figure out a way to print videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you print a reel and you just pass it on. You just pass it on the street.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to see a nice reel? Look at this shit.
It's really pretty good.
I was telling this guy he was gay on stage. Look at this. I've been a grinder. Okay. We're going to end this episode with a love to the Venezuelan community from Max Spicy.
Shout out.
He has a girlfriend, so I'm so sorry for all the Venezuelans that are watching this. But he's hot, and he told me I was hot, so that would make me hotter. What's the name of your friend that put you second?
Danel Dopovic.
Okay, Danel Dopovic.
The dirty Polak.
Can he be first again? I believe that really hurt him. Danel, so.
Please, if you're watching,
if you're watching,
you know, the podcast.
For some reason.
Please, I still think about this so much. We had third period chemistry together. And I remember the day I was knocked down to second place. And I haven't been the same since.
He was talking about not brushing his teeth. He was talking about showering.
A shell of who I used to. I had so much potential until you knocked me down to second place. Danel, please. I'll do anything.
Anything. And with that, we end the podcast. We're going to do the bonus content, but... For now, adios. You gotta say adios in Spanish.
Adios.